Auctioneer Don Meyer will do a bit of a magic trick tomorrow. He'll be turning 930 acres of farmland into millions of dollars for three local nonprofit organizations. The Cyril B. Fravert Trust land is split into 12 tracts, mostly in Allen Township near Stanford. It's a lot of land, but what makes this auction unique is the quality of the land. It's among the best-rated farmland you can buy, meaning high productivity for corn and beans. Meyer and the family's trustee, Jeff Lee, joined us in studio to preview tomorrow's highly anticipated auction.
It reminds me of sort of selling a fine art collection where we're really, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for someone to pick up a piece of land that's very high quality. And this is a family, as they accumulated these parcels of land over the last 100 or so years, obviously knew what they were looking for, because we know now, based on today's science, that these are very high-quality soils.
Jeff Lee, let's bring you into the conversation. Who was Cyril C.B. Fravert?
He was living just a few miles away from me in the Allen Township. His parents actually owned the house right across the road on one that's not included with this sale, but his parents back years and years ago was in the house across the road where he was living, and he's most recently been living in the Tennessee area.
Can you talk about, Jeff, this the uniqueness of this auction is in part because of where the proceeds will go and who will be supported by this. So which organizations are going to be benefiting?
It's very unique in the fact that it will be, the proceeds will be benefiting Illinois Wesleyan, Salvation Army, and Home Sweet Home Ministries. Very good property that goes to it for a very good cause.
So what is the Fravert's family connection to those three organizations?
There's the parents of CB. They were very involved. They would overwinter, and they worked with the entity down there as opposed to the entity up here. And CB went to Illinois Wesleyan, and he was in the School of Music, and that's where these funds will be ended up going to. And then the other, Salvation Army, was also, they were very fond of and participated with and involved with.
What is the kind of the general trajectory of prices for farmland these days, the farmland of this quality in particular?
The best of best farmland still sells strong. However, the last 3, 4, 5 years, we have trended lower. And one of the main reasons for that, corn and soybean prices have trended lower. So as the income producing capability has trended lower, so have farmland values.
What we've also seen in farmland prices is the fact that the best quality land has held its value well. What we've generally seen at auctions around the area is that if there's something like a waterway or maybe an impediment to access, that may bring the value down quicker. But the good quality soil has really held its value well. And I think it's the Class B or Class C soils that we would say that might not be holding its value as well in the downturn from a few years ago.
Well, I think our listeners can probably picture an auction for art, or maybe they can picture like a steer auction or something potentially in their mind.
A lot of people are familiar with eBay, which is technically an auction.
Yeah. So, I mean, Jeff, you've seen a lot of these things. Well, what makes a good auctioneer? A guy like Don, who's going to be your auctioneer that day?
I've always said that Mr. Meyer is a good person to give presentations, and what he's doing, this is a presentation. We are presenting these properties to the public. He's good in front of people. He knows how to conduct. It's basically a meeting to get the best price we can for each property. And he's I've always called Don a professional at these presentations, and I think anyone that's known Don with his 27 years with the extension knows that.
I always have talked fast, and that's an attribute I get from my family. My interest in auctions actually was when I was a youngster. My dad was a clerk, which was the person that records all of the bids and who did the buying, and I was the runner, so I had to deliver the bid sheets back to the cashier. So I spent many, many Saturdays at auctions growing up, and it was something with the fast speed with which I naturally talk. I wanted to become an auctioneer, and when I retired from Extension, I went to auction school and came out. I'm now licensed and can do this. Technically, to sell land, you have to be licensed as a land broker as well as an auctioneer. But it's been a lot of fun to do in my post-retirement, if you will, from my career. And it is a lot about public speaking. We'll have about 10 minutes or 15 minutes of announcements at the beginning where we'll make sure there's no misunderstandings. We believe in disclosing everything that we know about the property when we sell it. And so a lot of it is just simply being able to explain what it is we're going to sell today. And then the actual chanting goes very rapidly from that point forward, especially if the bidders are active. We like to have active bidders because it makes it more exciting. And the more exciting it is, the faster I can talk and the more fun we can have.
That's Don Meyer, who will be the auctioneer tomorrow for millions of dollars in McLean County farmland. He was joined in studio by Jeff Lee, trustee for the farmland's owner, the Cyril B. Fravert Trust. The auction is set for 9:30 a.m. tomorrow at the Doubletree by Hilton. That's in Bloomington. This is Sound Ideas.